We've got another, at least one other board member there. So we're expanding our education on how to do this. But anyway, I put that out there. No rush, but I want to communicate to the board that I'd like to fulfill one of our goals of utilizing REES.
We should have gotten shorter blinds. We're sorry.
Well, the thing is don't push them all the way up into the ceiling.
Windows, probably.
So, yeah, we did that for washing windows.
Unless there's any objection, I'll try to work via text or email and schedule that. Okay. Let's go to the balance sheet. Commerce Bank, in our checking, $86,355. In our memorial, $2,505. You'll notice that there's some increase of about 500. We got some wonderful donations due to the Jan Harrell Memorial. That's where that money went. We did use some paint for the sign, the notification sign out front, but I haven't done any transfers to that effect. There was mention that from the daughter, she'd like to see perhaps some of that money go towards signage. Road fund, $99,939. Lake / dredging fund, $15,015. Total in bank accounts at Commerce, $203,815. No changes from previous meetings on the depreciation or values of buildings for caretakers, clubhouse, storage buildings, total buildings, $176,914. Also no changes on equipment. Equipment valued at $118,338. There's improvements for clubhouse and spillway and land that we've all previously discussed and no changes. Total fixed assets, which includes the negative depreciation, $79,138. Total assets, $282,954. Liabilities on the Visa card, at the time of report, there was $146.86. That includes some of the fuel that was used for Workday and Rocksaw rental for roads. Long-term liabilities, $41,782. Sorry, I got off on my line. Our current liabilities for long-term is $41,635. Our total is the $41,782. Total retained earnings, $152,000. Net income, $88,000. Total equity, $241,000. So profit loss assessments, $252. Boat registrations, we must have had five of them, so $50. Donations, $100. That was part of the Jan Harrell Memorial. Dues that came in, $3,532. Equipment sales, that $133, that was that scrap metal that Dean had got that sold in. Interest income, $96. War for the memorial fund, that was a check, $50. Caretaker home rental, $750. Clubhouse rent, $130. Total income, $5,094. Fuel expense, $133. Again, that was, we had a number of fuel expenses for Workday. Clubhouse maintenance, it says $1,458, but I'm going to go ahead and go into further detail because we had a lot going on this past month with the Workday. So we had that includes going all the way back to mulch from Menards, American flag for the flag area there. We bought sand for 700, sand, rock, Billings, $742.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Paintbrushes, 119 for Menards. Some other supplies for cleaning, cooking. Okay, so there's a longer receipt at Menards. It was $304, but it included like toilet paper, paper towels, but also the stain got into that check. There was reimbursement for curtain rod and stain and curtain for $154. So the total comes out to be $1,458. Cleaning for the clubhouse, $60. So the total maintenance is the $1,862. Interest expense of $163. Appreciate your patience. There was just a lot of detail in this particular month because of all the activity. Professional fees, $295. That would include our accountant and Reese come into that. There's a maintenance. We hit the next big one. The road and gravel. Road and gravel includes again, two loads of the millings. We bought the slowdown signs that I hope we can talk about later in the meeting. The slowdown signs, $257 for 10 of those yellow kids playing signs.
They stick out better.
I sure do. I was a little disappointed. There's none that said slow down adults playing.
Old parts
playing. You or me.
I got one tomorrow. I'll put in my belt box.
Sorry, Brett.
No, I appreciate you lightening it. Cold patch is in here. So millings would be like $13, $14 a ton. Our cold patch, just so you know, we would like to go through buyers. They didn't have their facility up in Junction City, just wasn't producing any. So we went to Shillings, and it was a really high quality cold batch. I think we should be happy with the kind that we got, but it's $175 a ton. And so for a ton and a half that we used completely, it was $292. So what I think we learned from that is that millings are cheap, but cold patch, to do a whole load, they wanted to talk me out of it because that's over $2,000 for an 18 tons. But it's good stuff. And so it's something to think about for future. In the meantime, you know, a ton and a half here and a ton and a half there via dump trailer probably was a pretty good way to do it, but it's expensive stuff. And this is, I did rent that rock saw to use to some degree, but I was glad to have it out at the Y. So, shop maintenance, some of the supplies, that's the 704. It includes some reimbursement for some shelving at 305. And the rental of the chipper, which was $398, still I think a pretty good deal for that machine.
Yeah, we'll talk about that one.
You see utilities at $341, and other workday supplies $402, and that includes.
Okay.
Yep, the chicken's in here.
It wasn't that much.
No,
it would have been okay if it was.
Well, yeah, it was good.
It was good. But also food for work day, but also wheat and feed for the back here And we bought a metal spray can that we used for the roads.
Yeah.
As well. Diesel. Yeah.
It was some
fluid.
Smells
like diesel.
So total expenses, $5,776. So our net operating for that month was a negative $680.
What were the utilities?
Utilities, $341. I'll look it up.
$341.59.
It's probably
what was all included in that? Well, it utilities
includes,
should just be.
It includes propane $174, rural water $20, electric $99, and $46. We have the two electric cleaners.
Rural water and electric. Mm-hmm. Real quick before you get too much further, just to verify the millings and the rock. Was it in road and gravel or was it in
the
clubhouse maintenance?
The millings should go to road gravel, is what made sense to me. The sand should, I went to clubhouse because it was the beach. And I think I put the rock is to the shop.
Okay. Problem. Just you kind of said that both places.
I charged it.
Yeah.
Two different. I mean, you can't from the same pot.
Double to enter.
Yeah. All right. So the aging summary. I put three blue checks. Those are the three that are actually late for the first half dues. There's a number up top that looks like it would be past due because it has the third digit. That's because it's tire dues. It's two different properties together. So that one's okay. I would anticipate sending letters. Now, Jim, you called it reminder letters. Am I to send it to all or just the past due?
Well, the second half isn't due till June.
Right. Yeah. So you can't.
So they're not past due.
So a reminder would be if you're going to do a reminder letter.
So send reminder letters.
It was in the discussion last. In the discussion that occurred, we talked about when was it late and when should you send out reminder letters, and it was said it's not due until June.
So I'm happy either way. I just want to clarify.
I mean, normally how the bills were done were generally put in with a newsletter that was distributed. So it was just a sheet of paper. It didn't have to be mailed, right?
Okay. Well, what I had been anticipating, why I'm clarifying,
whatever you'd like to do.
I had imagined sending three letters out to saying you're late, you have a late fee right now. I've already talked to one of these, the second blue check mark. There's a gentleman that one of our members has passed. Yeah. But I've talked at length with that bottom blue check mark. And I think if you're not familiar with it, I don't know if we want to go into that. But there, that may be resolved, but not by us. So anyway, I was anticipating sending three letters with late notices out, but I'd happily send reminder letters. It's just.
I would have a reminder letter because it's kind of really until.
I would send the late notice to not a reminder.
I was just clarifying. That's what I was meant, but thank you. So that's what I'll do. I'll send those three letters.
The third one, I don't think so. That's not going to happen.
I'll send it, but part of, if you read the public information about it, they're not opening their letters. So.
Right, okay.
And the middle one, again, I've talked to the wife and already sent a letter, but not a late notice letter. So I would point you to the last page of the aging and that $28,971. That's really what we would anticipate possibly receiving through the remainder of the year. That's our remaining, our accounts receivable.
So dues second half June 1st, is that when they're due?
Yes.
So we could send a reminder on Facebook and something to talk about. I'll let you finish up the treasury report.
That was the treasury report.
Do I have a motion to file the treasury report for audit?
One motion.
Second half.
Mark.
Oh, Aaron.
One thing we
Mark.
Yeah. I'm Dave. One thing we might discuss further when we get into maybe the 4th of July thing is in the past, and I know we did this last year as a test, about sending out the newsletters in paper form with the envelope attached for donations. If we were to do that again, we could put reminder letters in that, but it would be in June, mid-June. But, you know, again, you know.
But then it's late.
2 weeks. Basically. But you know,
it wouldn't hurt.
But yeah. We could just put something in the newsletter, too, the second half right. News would do, you know, June 1st or something. But wherever you guys feels good on that.
When you guys did that was really easy to just throw in that schedule and a couple of.
Right. Yeah. What did we come up with last year on the sending out in envelopes? Did we feel like we got back? I know you and I talked about that. Is if we felt like we got back more donations because of the envelopes, we were kind of tracking how many came back in envelopes that we sent out.
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head what we received. I felt really good about what we got back by mail, and I'm all for sending more.
It was just something we used to do for years, and then we kind of got away from it, and I don't think it's a bad idea. I know that envelope sits on my refrigerator door until it gets money in it and gets back to the lake, so just nothing else, it's a little reminder.
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking about the shape for a door over there.
I have a new on the news. I'm buying shades for the doors.
I'm not.
Or else we're sitting over there next time.
So anyway, moving on. Well, welcome everybody. We've got some stuff to cover tonight, but not too much. Welcome the guests. Anybody have anything to put before the board or to bring to the board that I need to add to our agenda tonight? Yeah, spent payers and talk a little bit about. I actually have you on here. Under
Dan, let's calm down, sir.
Under old business, but don't take the old personal.
Yeah.
So, and I'll leave this on here for you every month. And if we ever come to you and you don't have anything to tell us, just say nothing to tell you this month. So, under old business, first thing I've got is a workday review. I mean, first of all, what a great day it was. What a great turnout.
Can I say one thing? The kids that came that showed up for Rhodes, I tell you what, those children are
hard-working.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Everybody.
I tell you what, thank God for them. Saved my back. Good God, they stuck out and kept them going and kept them going.
They got a lot of work.
But I'll give all them a credit. Yeah. They're awesome.
And thank you to Mark for the help with the equipment because I think that really helped. Just rolling too. So it was one of the better ones I remember, especially turnout wise. We just had a huge crowd.
Number wise, it was one of the biggest.
Yeah, I think so. We're gonna have to get more tables and chairs and definitely more chicken. But anyway, one thing I wanted to throw on there is future projects and just throwing it out there for people to be thinking about. If you see something, bring it to the board. I'm sorry, Nancy, do you have a question? So put that on our list with the door blinds. but never feel bad about bringing something to the board as far as other projects. I mean, a few of you did that last month. Some of you even tackled the project before workday and greatly appreciated. One of the things I was hoping that we could do is I'd like to see another pile of millings below the dam this time of year before going into summer. I think if they're there, people will use them. And I've already had people come to me and say, hey, you know, we got more roads to fix. And yeah, well, if we have material here, I think people would help jump in and maybe do that on occasion over some weekends and stuff. And we can just continue to make progress. I talked to Brent earlier today and I told him one of the things that bugs me that I've always wanted to put on workday and I keep forgetting to bring it up is I don't think there's a straight sign in this lake. As far as single post signs, they're all crooked and leaning, and you know, we could put a couple people with a toe strap and a side by side, and we could straighten up signs. I mean, little stuff like that, you know. And then the adult playing signs over there. But any projects that you guys have on? I mean, we know fall we're going to have some tree trimming.
Yes. Karen and I want to paint this clubhouse.
Yeah. I have clubhouse improvements under new business specifically for that.
Okay.
For fall work day, I did have an opportunity to talk to Blue Stem, Thad, and pitched him the idea of having his crews come in and cut away from our power lines, drop the limbs, leave the limbs, and then just shortly before work day and then perhaps renting a chipper again, and then just pick up the limbs. The members pick up the limbs and chip. And so we could get quite a bit of limbs dropped without us having to be in a bucket.
Even offered to help maybe remove a few trees. I know of one specifically that needs addressed that's kind of in between two property lines, maybe on a walkway. I'm not sure.
They like to cut trees all the way to the ground.
Yeah.
And that's what he was offering.
We'll need a bucket truck to do it. And if they're here to do that, that, we'll mark it ahead of time. And so I think that's great.
So as a motion, because spending money, I would motion that we get a load of millings to go below the dam to replace that was used, a load of rock for the high road, have it place, I don't know exactly where yet, but maybe we can find a good place up there for that load of rock. And then not to order it yet, but I'm sure Dean and Don, the shop supervisors, will go through that AB1 quickly, that rock that's there at the shop. And as soon as they're done with it, I just get another load and have
it. Is that already gone already? Around
no,
the
no, rock's
still there. It's still there. Okay.
We've used about half, about a third of the millings, but the rock's still there. But it's going, and I don't want to jump. I'll let him explain their plans. But I know that he'll need a lot more.
And our top road rock, possibly, if we can coordinate it when they're going to deliver it, is we could spread it. Yeah, just have the truck spread it. And maybe you're probably going to need more than one. You're probably going to have that truck to
spread it 2-4 inches.
Have somebody available that day with the tractor, maybe.
We really ought to dress the ditch up there before we put rock.
Okay.
Well,
sounds like there's some planning to do before that trigger's pulled. Right. Millings is easy.
Yeah.
The AB1 is easy. Maybe we'll plan around the work. But just because the board is aware that work needs done up there.
So motion for
the purchase of materials for roads to include load of millings, tabling the rock for the north road until a date could be figured out, but also load of AB1 just for as soon as it's needed.
Aaron moves to make a motion.
I second it.
Mark seconded.
Mark.
All right. Very good. Well, glad I brought it up. Covenants update. Where are we at on numbers?
We still have 68.
68.
I got to get Mark's dad one.
How many? Do we have any memberships?
Total
73, isn't it?
Sorry. No, it was 105.
I think we needed 62.
Yeah, it's less than that. It's 53.
Yeah. So we're past what we need.
Yeah.
But I know Steve wanted to get one signed.
Still accept more. We're over the mark. I think the reason for putting this on here is I think we need to go ahead and meet with the attorney or contact the attorney. I don't know if we'll require a meeting or not. Just contact him and find out what our next step is in the procedure and let him know that we've got everything.
I think we should do it for the covenants at a minimum. Yeah. Also, I think I didn't articulate it well. One of those on the aging report, I think we ought to talk with the attorney briefly about that member on the aging report and what we would need to do, if anything, to protect ourselves in that situation. If the house is repossessed.
I agree. Possibly put a lien on it. And we may not even have to do that through the attorney. We may be able to do that just at the courthouse or so.
At least ask him, where are we at? But covenants seems like they're ready, and that's the priority. I hope to also let's talk about bylaws and rules.
And we'll get it all filed at the same time.
We want that as a motion to proceed with covenants.
I think we need to proceed with the contacting the attorney. I don't know whether we need a motion for or not. I just wanted to throw it out there.
We know
we're going to have to from day one. Do you guys want to talk about bylaws? Because I do think we have it pretty well buttoned up.
I mean, they're in front of you. This is a final copy. In the previous meeting, we didn't want to prove anything until we had a final in front of us.
And we did send, I sent all the changes, these out earlier, right after the meeting last month. So if anybody had any questions or wanted to add, delete, voice their opinion. And
I thought it would be better to have some of that in open discussion.
Well, I agree.
Not just between the few of us.
Not everybody is
Yeah.
So I agree.
I had several things that I wanted to discuss about the way the wording for the 25% was.
On the bylaws.
On the bylaws.
25% what?
Of the dredge fund and road fund, 50% to go to the general fund.
Okay. Where is that at?
That's under section.
We should probably touch on each change.
I really think we need a line item each thing because they're not discussed in there. It was just, here's the changes that I'm proposing.
Section 10.
So we're approving. You know,
there are three changes, as I understand, that we're talking about here. We talked about addressing equipment. We talked about board compensation. And then I believe you're correct that the 25, 25, yeah. 50.
So item H on
10.
Yeah, it's kind of 10/B. I mean, there's A through G and then A through H. So board shall have the following duties. So it's under H, it's at the bottom of the second page, third page, on the third page there.
Section 10, H.
Yep. Dues and assessments received annually for members shall be divided as follows. 25% to road related, 25% lake dredge related, and 50% to general funds. That's been our agreement for some time. We've never had it documented anywhere. Right.
I would agree some of that is true. So what I'm trying to say is that I think that a minimum of 25% needs to go to the roads, and a minimum of 25% needs to go to the lake and dredge.
Fair enough.
And we do not need to say,
no, the remainder
just
is,
don't need to say anything else because it automatically goes
to the general. Yeah, that's a valid point.
So we're only permitted to spend 25% every year on the roads.
It's a guidance, but I understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying we generally spend greater than that.
Sure.
It doesn't say it's going to go into a fund for future use. It doesn't say we're going to save that money.
Dues and assessments received annually for members shall be divided as follows. Minimum of 25% to road, minimum of 25% to lake dredge. And that could be it.
That's it.
You guys okay with that?
Yeah. It's redundant. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But to my, I don't mean to open a can of worms, but Jim, you could have messaged me or Brent when we sent this out and said, hey, how about this? It would have been changed. And
I think it's easier to discuss in the group is all I'm trying to say for some of it like that. I'm not saying that.
Okay. The only other thing we changed that we omitted, I pulled out what we were told to remit is section 6, Board of Directors, Section D, compensation. That was the only other thing that we did.
Compensation to directors. Directors may be reimbursed for actual expenses and for work performed, but that compensation must be approved by majority vote of the board. The board of directors is a volunteer position. Compensation should be limited to specifically approved activities, previous examples to include mowing and dredging.
Sounds good.
I think that's worded sufficient. Anybody have any comment or?
Just a comment because we've beaten it, but I really like that there are checks and balances in it. I think that it's important that, you know, it's asking for a majority vote of the board. This is not something that just two or three members can decide and then start paying. Checks and balances are important there.
And that he makes a good point, because I spoke to him earlier today and I said, why wouldn't we just delete that whole statement, basically eliminate it? But when he explained that to me, it made perfect sense, and I totally agree with him.
And then the other items we took out under section, we took out the seal, the corporate seal, distribution of stock, secretary signing vote numbers, and the treasurer to be bonded for $1,000. Those were the items we took out of that section.
Okay. I align with all that.
I would approve those.
I'd make a motion to approve the bylaws with the amendment proposed by Jim on section 10H.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, good deal. We're done with the bylaws.
The rules are here, and it's 21 pages, so there's a lot more to it. I feel like it's close to ready, but I don't think we should feel rushed about it necessarily.
So part of my discussion will be, why are we getting rid of a deposit for the clubhouse?
Because we don't do it.
I mean, because we're not following our rules.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So that we should leave it in there and follow our rules. Well, the object of the deposit, in which we don't do, is when the clubhouse isn't returned in a normal fashion, we don't charge for it. And that's where the $130 deposit should come out of.
And that has come up. That has come up multiple times this past year. I don't know if it was ever justified, but it was brought up.
The wording is just all wrong. Just all wrong. Like, I didn't make up the way we do it now. I inherited it. But the way it's worded, the $130 is the deposit. And it's not. That's the rent. And then from that 130, 30 days back for cleaning. So the rent for that clubhouse.
So the way we've done is, we used to get two checks. You get one for 130, which covered the rent and cleaning. And you got one for 130 for the deposit. And then that second check was returned once the clubhouse was, once everything was done and everything was satisfactory.
I accept that if that's the law.
I agree. We haven't been doing it correctly.
Before my time as treasurer, we were not receiving two checks.
Right.
And I just assume we follow our own rules.
Correctly.
Well, past tense would be, I have wrote two checks. Jim has, I don't want to speak on your behalf. I do apologize if I do, but Bourbonite, two checks.
You probably never see them because he holds them and then returns them, so you would never see them.
I have not rented this club out, have not written two checks for this place.
No, and I have. I've rented it two times, and I've never written a deposit check. She's never asked.
If Jim wants to speak, I mean. I have never run one check for this place.
People do a pretty good job with it. I just was looking to simplify, but I really don't. Whatever way the board wants to do it, but I will tell you that we don't do it the way our rules actually show right now.
Tracy, when you was in charge, did you get two checks?
I had deposit, and then it was clean, or rented. I'd go in.
Right. You recall just off the top of your head how often it was an issue that you had to hang on to a check or you had to
work for it? But I always had it. The TV fell and broke. I'd have their deposit. Right. But
we have something.
If there was a problem, we would, of course, talk to the, if there's something broke, I'm not just going to go deposit it or use it, but we're going to use it for, or. Right. If stuff's not done, I think that needs to get worse when I did it. If stuff's not done a lot, I spent all this time doing it. It could have taken out even $50 to make people actually.
That's what I'm trying to say is that's one of the things that why Tracy didn't want to do it anymore, because she wasn't getting compensated for her extra work.
Right.
And I think it's unfair that she wasn't getting compensated. And I think that check.
Balanced out too. I mean, sometimes you can go in and it wasn't bad, just wiped down. Other times you spend 2-3 hours.
Or other times when I know that other people have cleaned it better.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
One's right.
Or both of you.
I would almost propose a, and this is just a suggestion, you guys, I'm open to whatever you guys have put a lot of work into it, first of all. So thank you. You've done a great job with what I've seen so far. Would almost propose either a work session or a executive session to go through item by item, because we do have, and we don't have a deadline. I mean,
this doesn't have to be filed.
It doesn't have to be. Our goal was to just make sure we did all three before we quit, because we've got the covenants have to be done at sometime in July, assuming July 1st. The bylaws, we're done. They can be filed at the same time. It'd be nice to file the rules at the same time. There was the previous rules, the current rules we have are not filed at the county. And there are times that comes up that could get us in trouble or make it harder for us to do things like
enforce our rules.
When we had to deal with the house, that we dealt with, and the member that moved out and sold their house, because our rules weren't filed. Fortunately, we had enough other stuff, and it was implied that it could down the road be a risk by not having them filed. So there's no absolute deadline on the rules, so we can table that.
Work session sounds pretty good to me, because we could clean the formatting up. This is all in a Word document.
Yeah, I just assume do it once and have it right and not have to do it and then do it again.
And going through 21 pages tonight is stupid.
Yeah.
Well, it is. I mean, we'd be here till midnight.
Exactly. I don't want to. I think there's need for discussion. I really do. And I think we should take a little time and go through each of them and make sure we're in agreement.
Table it until.
So the filing of the it doesn't cost anything to file the paperwork. To file it, you pay per page. So filing half of them doesn't cost any more than it will be to file all of it.
That's fine. But we set up a work day, or Brent sets up a work day. Everybody needs to be at this work session.
If they want to
put their input in. Yeah. If they don't show up.
You don't have anything to complain about.
Is there a day that makes sense? Should we wait until after 4th of July?
The next meeting will be the finalization of all the 4th of July stuff. The 4th of July is on the 1st.
Good point, Randy.
So,
what was that? Hey, Randy, what did you say?
But some people never get notified, don't know about it. I'm one of them.
Don't talk to the meetings, even though they're here.
That sounds good. Let's table it.
Table that for now. Thank you for the help on the bylaws too, by the way.
Going to file the covenants and the bylaws, and then.
Then if we get the rules done in time, fine. But I don't think that's.
When do you want Brent? When do you want the covenants? All the covenants that I have.
I'd love for you to be there.
Okay.
I'll email him this week and just let him know we're ready and find out what this process is. All right. Moving on. Water testing and you taking care of.
Water testing bought, tested, sent to lab. We weren't able to get the Menards version we wanted for $40-some. We got a little more expensive, but it was a more comprehensive test that you actually get to send to a lab.
Is it done?
Already? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are they checking for phosphates?
Phosphates, okay. Nitrates, heavy metals, and then a spectrum of bacteria.
Because phosphates are what going to put the algae on there.
I looked, I was combined the. Anyway, we got a pretty good comprehensive one. I was very happy. So we should be able to show results.
Insurance, I've left this on here. I don't know if we've made any real progress on it yet. We've got July as our renewal date. I talked to Brent briefly about this. It's up to you guys, but I'm not opposed to renew with our current insurance company this year and work on this in the meantime. I just think we are at a point that we need to at least look at options. I don't want to get in a situation where we don't have insurance, and I don't want to get in a situation where it puts us at risk.
You can cancel insurance and prorate the refund any day.
So, with everything we've had with the dam inspection and everything else, we at least know we're covered with our current company. So, that's up to you guys. I'm not pushing that by any means. I just try to keep it on here as a reminder.
Let's make it a June project. I don't have anything on it right now. Anyway, it's about this time.
It's going to take some time. Because it'll take the companies alone. It'll take a few weeks for them just to give you estimates. Next thing I have is shed cleanup and equipment update, which. We'll start with you.
Well, I'm talking. I'll have you guys take a look at that. Dawn and I were really, really happy with the amount of people that showed up on Dean. We had 16 people show up up there. Two of them were younger kids. And let me tell you what, it was the neatest thing in the world. When those two young kids would grab a piece of wood, if it was too big, one would get on one end, one would get on the other end, and they'd haul it up. I mean, we got a lot of the trees done. We have about 25 trees left to go, which hopefully we get that taken care of, most of them this weekend.
We've got 25 trees down this weekend.
Oh, yeah, it won't take long. Okay. We're not going to get them out of there. We're
okay.
Just going to chop them down. The shop is sealed now. So mice, rats, whatever, hopefully won't get in there through that milling. So that's taken care of. So we're getting, it's taking a while, and it's going to take.
Oh, it looks great. You guys have done a ton of work out there.
We don't have, you know, the thing we do have is to get that rock down. Paint the doors, do the lighting, but that's the lighting's going to probably be September. Now, if you do go into the shop, you're going to have a door open in order to see now. You can't see with us after we sealed that building.
Really?
No light in there. So, the other thing that Howie and I like to bring up is we would like to purchase this 3-point sprayer. It's a 40 gallon. Right now, like when he does the dam, it's taking him 40 gallons to do that. So he's got to use his own
25
to do the dam. Okay. He's having to use his own equipment to go back and forth to fill it up, everything up. This will fit right on the back of the tractor. We can not only do the dam with the sprayer, but out north, the roads or the ditches, this kind of stuff, we can spray, whether it's weed killer, fertilizer, this kind of stuff. And I'd like to see if you guys would allow us to buy that.
I think $600 is a really good price for a sprayer attachment.
I agree with that one.
Does that come with the tractor? I've seen the tractor.
Yeah, you got any plus?
No, I asked.
You think about it.
The tractor in a picture.
Yeah. I bought a 5-gallon one for $150.
It'd be nice to have that boom sprayer. I think that's a good price, you know, because it's a small 3-point.
Can I ask you a question? I asked Ox Herald. Would it be used constantly? I mean, used, not just going to sit in the storage area?
It'll be used quite a bit.
For all different kind of.
And it's not just.
The pond area up there, too.
Right. And it also has a wand with it, too.
Okay.
So, you know, when you need something like the dam, because you're not going to be able to use the boom on the dam.
Right.
But it also has the wand.
They'll need something when they're spraying up at the shop to kill off all that grass and bushes. Yep. With.
Or to dig the rock down.
So that'll help
them too. Plus, in the ditches where the little bush trees keep growing and we cut down every other.
I agree with that. I really agree with that. But you know what? Whatever's easier. Like what I say. I bring equipment in, whatever saves your back, whatever saves your legs, whatever saves anything when you're walking, all that stuff, is golden.
I move that we approve the $600 for the sprayer.
I second that, mate.
All those in favor?
Sorry.
Rita made the motion and Mark seconded.
Sorry, I'm ready.
You gotta make sure it's cleaned out.
I did.
Because it gums up the nozzle, Susan. The last time in a year, make sure it's cleaned out.
Take a month.
Probably blown out so it don't freeze.
Yeah.
It's definitely.
One of my sprayers.
I think it'd be a great addition.
Pumped it up and the handle just started spraying everywhere.
Harold.
On that subject. I fully intended this spring, both sides of the creek would have nice green grass growing. So I was planning on spraying the silt pond dam for weeds. But right at the moment, the only vegetation on that side of the dam is weeds.
Right.
So we just let them grow and hold the dirt.
See how this rain next few days goes. Maybe we can get some of that grass to pop up. If not, we may have to reseed.
What
was that?
There's nothing but crap that came out of it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Howie had talked to me a little bit about just that. You know, the question became: do we need more seed? Would more seed be beneficial? You know, seed wasn't cheap.
We spent $3,000 on that.
Yeah. Do we still have seed left?
No.
It all got put on there.
So it was expensive, but I say not spray it. As long as that weed's there, that's holding that dirt.
Until we get.
Yeah, I do want to erode it.
Probably going to plant that in the fall, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to plant grass.
Did you plant
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did.
It's grown, right?
No, I will. I'll adore Davis. Let
the weeds take it.
I think we'll let it sit till it gets to a certain height.
Right. You can mow it.
Yeah, it's still mowing.
You can mow it when it's.
Yeah, I don't think we need spray to kill weeds because then you just snap dirt. Sorry, neighbors.
Hey, you got green growing back there. Did you notice?
Hey, Dean, I got one question for you before I forget. So I did have a member reach out about renting space outside the clubhouse, like storm boats or trailers. Outside the shed.
Not inside, just outside.
Right outside. Are we to a point? Are we wanting to do that yet, or is that what we're
not ready.
That's
yet.
What I thought. I told him I knew we had talked about it, but okay. I told him we just started cleaning it up, and that I told him I'd ask the question.
We've had several people.
Oh, really?
And thank goodness we're going further. Because I think we're going to need it. I've got it started, the contract, but I haven't brought the board because I know it's going to be at least another month before we can.
Yeah.
So I'll bring that next month in.
Back to clarify Howie's point. What I think I heard is the consensus was maybe not by seed, but you could still spray, just not Roundup. We get 2,4-D will help keep the weeds out of that.
But you want to completely brush it out because it's going to have erosion out there with water coming up through there.
Well,
just let it grow.
Yeah.
I like RJ said, let's let it grow. You mow it down a little bit and let it grow.
Okay. As long as it's not the big tall. I mean, what grows there is this.
Yeah.
Is massive stuff that we really don't want. We want to keep that down.
Well, I get that.
I have confidence how I keep things knocked down. The brum will eventually come up, but 2,4-D instead of Roundup.
I don't think he was trying to spray Roundup.
The equipment update. Are we good with the shed? Anything else on the shed?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Equipment. Just as stated in the previous meeting, I think now that we're past the work session and before the next work session, the work day. And before the next one, between Howie and I would like to get all of our equipment serviced. And so I'm sure we'll be driving the dump truck over to Wamego, work with Howie for the salt truck to see if it needs to get in for service. The tractor, it's pretty straightforward, one service a year.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So if we take the dump truck over, how much, what's the cost of the dump truck getting service?
Oil change would be straightforward and has the rear gearbox is leaking.
Okay.
And that's why I'd really like to take it in. I don't know.
Okay, but
I don't have the expertise to take it in.
If people around the community that knows how to do some stuff, if you ask them, I might mention no names and all that stuff. If you do it in-house, it's probably going to be so much cheaper than paying $1,000 here and $1,000 there. But if people are willing to do it, that's what I'm asking.
If they're willing to interested, it doesn't matter to me necessarily how. I was pleased with the service we got, but if there was somebody that wanted to do it,
I was willing. Okay. All right.
But yeah, I don't think we're in any rush.
No.
I'm just asking.
It's not like a good
thing. We always have good intentions of that, but there's so much stuff that never gets done because of that. So
just asking.
I just don't like to have equipment never get serviced in the course of the year, and now it's been 4 years.
I get it.
You got to maintain the equipment or get rid of it.
I get it.
So anyway, last piece of equipment, the dredge, as you've seen, it's in the water. I'd like to have a budget of $5,000 for this spring, early summer dredging to pay $25 an hour to those members that are spun up to dredge to do that this spring.
And where are you going to dredge?
This spring, I'd like to do it in the dredge, the deep pool as was intended. So past the cove up in that corner by the oak.
There's a bunch of material piled up, like right where that cut-in is, where like Russ and what's the other gentleman's name up there?
Kim Gracky.
Kim, where they have their boat deals. Just past that, as you go into that channel to the north, there's a ton of material right in the middle of the creek. I mean, I can't go past that.
Up north.
And then around that corner, where there's a deep hole that was intentionally put there to catch silt. And then you just basically pull the dredge in there and you clean that hole out. Nice thing about it is that dredge pumps that material up and over and into the pond that we built and designed to do this. So then we don't have to hire buyers to come back out. We don't have to pay to reseed and have all that extra work. It's a one deal and it's done.
But we have a lot of reach out here. I mean, the library's good.
It does a lot of material in a short amount of time, but then that material sits there and then you have to do something with it. And then last year we paid $15,000 to buyers to move it and spread it. We paid another $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 to seed it, and a lot of people's time and effort.
The whole Long Reach project was over $30,000. But to read his question, to come in, this spin up time with the dredge. I need training and spin up time, and that's the place that's an easy start for dredging. I'd like to do a fall dredge. I'd like to, at that point, once we have some trained people, to try some bags, because I think the dredge is going to be most useful to us to go do
the swim area, the areas out and around the edge of the lake and the actual body of the lake
along the edge. But first, you know, we got to build some expertise with that piece of equipment. And so I'm willing to put a lot of energy in it and carry it with my name, because I realize that dredge hasn't paid for itself at all yet. I mean, it's been run, but and we all know what the situation is with the dredge. But I do believe it is a useful tool and that I can make it work. But I'm trying to go about this the right way, to ask for a budget and set up per hour, pay. I think it's more sustainable that way than, you know, the free things that we do. So anyway, that's my motion.
Are you going to do this year? I mean, can we set a date where we're going to actually use a dredge and we're actually, everybody in the community can see it, where it works at? And if it doesn't work,
it's in the water right now.
I know, but get rid of it. If it doesn't dredge, it doesn't, I mean, come on. Listen, are you not kidding me? We had Jeff. When we first got the dredge, we got Jeff. He dredged and dredged, got sick and got all that stuff. Then we booted his ass off for somebody else to come. It wasn't you on it. It wasn't everybody on the board. We booted his ass off of it to put somebody else onto it.
Keep it civil.
I know, but what I'm trying to tell you guys, I've been talking about this non-freaking stop. Boot him off of it. We tried to put somebody else on it. He left us hanging for another year. That dress set again for another year.
He didn't leave us hanging. He came back to the board with the proposal of the Long Reach
deal.
You were just talking about.
Yeah, but he posted that he was going to use dredge and actually hire a person to be on that dredge.
And then after evaluating it, from my understanding, he came back and said that it was better to use the Long Reach hoe first to remove that material, and I still believe that was probably the right thing to do at the time.
It's going to take running the machine, people seeing the machine do benefit to the lake.
We did. Jeff was on it.
Jeff does great. Please don't.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'll change my mind on this one.
He's not here to ask.
I know, but I'm sorry. I apologize.
He's not available.
That's not my point. But whatever. You guys, go ahead.
Here's the problem. And Jeff would attest to this if he was here. The dredging he did, you couldn't even tell the difference when he was done.
I don't know about that.
He told Don, I dredged, and within 6 months, you could not even tell I had done anything.
Well,
suppose
we wait until Jeff's actually.
Yeah, most definitely. I agree with that.
Well, Don and Jeff had talked, but and if you'll take your boat out there with the depth finder, you'll find it's not.
Well, I can tell you, and I'm glad now that I ran that dredge that last year, you can tell the benefit. You can take a stick and tap that hard back after you dredge there. It's you can tell a difference immediately after. And they all agree that silt comes in, a man-made lake.
And we had several 5 and 6 inch rains that next summer. I mean, we got pounded with rain. There was a lot of material that come in, no doubt, that very next year.
That material been coming in for 75 years.
Yeah, and the problem is, the thing is the dredge is paid for. We have it. If we can use it, we do have places we need to use it. Why not use it while we have it? You know, I'm not saying, you know, a year or 2 years from now, we decide to sell it. Maybe that's the best thing at that point. I'll be honest. When we bought the dredge, I had no idea why we bought it. I didn't think we needed to be in the dredge business because we don't have the people typically to run it. Jeff volunteered. We got a good summer's use out of it. After that, he had other things going on. He didn't want to deal with it anymore. And I don't remember, I wasn't here, so I can't speak to it, but I do know another person was going to take over, and then they decided to do the long reach hoe. But now we're in a situation, it's been 2 years since that's been done. We can sit here and not do anything and let it sit, or we can use it and continue to maintain the lake, or we're going to end up with what we had 8-9 years ago, and we're going to have a creek channel, and that is filled in, and the lake's going to continue to fill in, and we won't have a lake.
So sorry, guys, for bringing up a hot topic.
No,
I sure didn't mean to run.
No, it's fun. It's great.
I would like to make it this work.
So I would second your $5,000 motion.
Thank you, sir.
I think we should vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
All those opposed?
Well, then what do I do with the dredge?
If I think we got to talk about this without the rest of the people in the building.
Why?
Oh, it's their money.
Well, yeah, I guess it is your money. I mean, the dredge has just been a sore thumb since we got it. Everything, I think.
I think there's a split amount of people that believe in it, and I believe there's a split amount that don't.
Everybody out here, who believes in the dredge?
I guess that's why I don't know enough about it. Yeah.
It has been a sort of, to your point, it has been a bit of a sore subject since the day it arrived.
I don't know enough about it. You've got a new person wanting to speak.
You just bought the property down the cove here on Byers Hill, right? You mentioned that you would like to go down there and fall, I believe, or down the road and dredge that area. I would love nothing more than for him to do that, see what it does for that area now.
Because if we don't do that, it'll fill in and we won't. There's no way to get down there with a piece of equipment to clean that area out. Exactly. The dredge is the only way.
Exactly.
That's the problem. The swim area, we've had 2 or 3 people that tell us they can't clean it out with a hoe or a long reach hoe. That's the best way to clean it out. The swim area is a dredge. Like I said, we have places to use it. I don't think what Brent's asking is unreasonable.
So do we use this as an experiment this year to see if it is worth
it? You know, we talked about that last year, and unfortunately it took us till the end of the year to get the thing serviced and maintained and
operating. It's ready to go now.
It is ready. It's done. It's in the water.
So here,
maybe that's what we need to do.
We have a vote. I'll abide the vote. We don't have
I don't know enough, Brent, honestly. I don't know enough to say yes or no. I'm like this. I'll be honest.
I'll work it for free. I'll run the machine. I've been waiting until we'd had this vote before I really got it going. And we were busy with workday stuff. But how about How about I get it in the water? I'm putting my name behind it. I'll try to run it up and I'll try to quantify it. It helps to say we moved this much material, you know, in this amount of time. And then maybe we come back, but I will abide the vote. I'm not going to ask for any compensation. And I'll do this for free. And I'll get it running. And we can.
Brent has something to say.
Compensation for Brent, I don't think is out of line.
No.
Correct.
To take his time and try to put his name behind it, because Brent's already put his time in out here and he's done a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, my perception on that dredge is not great. You can take and quantify numbers like what he just said with what our Long Reach came out here and did. You go back and look at how many tons that man hauled and the duration for that $30,000, you can quantify cubic yard or tonnage of material pull out of this lake for a dollar amount.
I agree with that.
And you can also do the same thing for that machine. That machine has a certain set rate specked out on that machine that can pull out of this lake. And if it does not even come close to that, provided the time that someone's going to volunteer or put into that, that there's no reason to have that machine.
I would agree with that.
So there is a quantifiable.
Right. The 30,000 that we paid for the Long Reach Hoe, and correct me if I'm wrong. We paid 30,000 for the Long Reach Hoe, but then we had to pay another 15,000 for
material coming out of this lake. It doesn't matter, you know, if we pay $30,000 and then another 5,000 for seed and another 15,000 have someone push it over and all that. How much material did we bring out?
Yeah, no doubt. We brought a lot of material.
Thousands of tons.
Yeah, but it's not gonna, you're not gonna pull the same material tomorrow out.
That material goes around the outside of the dam.
We've had this machine set here for 3 years.
Brent's doing everything he can to try to make the machine run.
One summer. Yeah. But that's not the fault of anybody sitting at this table or even anybody in this room.
But just so, you know, put it in for, you know, we're talking about monies here. Yeah. Is this thing paying for itself? That's all I wanted to say.
As a board member, I don't think Brent should be running it and not getting compensated. If he's going to take it on there, he should get compensated. Same. I think what he wanted was the extra 5,000 to train other people. And if they ran it, I think if someone's interesting as a board member, I wanted to run it. Okay, Brent, I want to come down there. You teach me. Then you bring, okay, Karen's qualified to run. She wants to run it. Can she be paid on the time? I think it needs to be like that. Because if you bring in, Mary Jane, Joe, Pete. Oh, yeah, I ran it for two.
Well, I don't think that's what he was intending to do.
I didn't explain it there. The 5,000 was like a not to exceed number. It's like to give the board an idea, like, I might only spend $1,000 depending on the number of hours run. It's just, that was just to say, okay, not to exceed 5,000 for this spring. But yeah, it could be much less.
$100. That's $200.
You know, exactly. That's a lot of work, you know, but there are costs to that machine.
There's an hour meter on the machine, so you can actually
track it off. So it could be less than that. I wasn't saying we will spend this money.
I want it clear that I feel you should be compensated if you're going to be down there doing the work. Because what I understand, listening to people talk, it's not just sitting out there like you're fishing on a boat.
Work. And to make it sustainable, we need to pay people to do it. Right. But I'm trying to figure out how we prove this thing out. And I'm willing to put my time into it to do it.
Like I say, I guess I should have refrained from voting because I really don't. Haven't been here. I've been here the whole time. It hasn't been my end. So I can't voice an opinion, actually.
And I would like to have dates where people come and see and people get interested. But, like, it's a process. This is
nothing you're going to put together tonight, unfortunately. Not. And the other thing is there's areas that Long Reach Hoe works great, but there's areas that Long Reach Hoe can't go either.
Right.
One's in the cove. One's is the swimming area out here, which I don't know why they can't do the swimming area, but that's what we've been told by a couple different people.
They could do it. They just have to drop the lake. Yes. And then you have to recover. You have to be willing to take the time to recover from it.
Yeah. So
when you do it, you do
it. So there's benefits to it. And I'm not saying, a year or 2 years from now, we may just decide it's not worth having it anymore. But while we have it and it's paid for, we ought to be using it, is my point. Because all I keep hearing is we don't ever use it. That thing's just sitting. We aren't using it. Let's get rid of it. Well, if we got it, it's paid for. We have a use for it. Let's use it while we have it. And then if you want to sell it, we sell it. But let's at least get our projects done before we do. That's where I'm going.
Every ounce of material the machine makes leave is less that's in the lake. You have to figure out the balance between.
And you got to keep that pit cleaned out for it to work properly. That deep spot, that pit they dug, is there to trap the material. But if it's full, that silt goes right on past right into the lake. Brad, did you have something else to add?
I don't know if it's appropriate, but let me try again, maybe with a different motion. $2,500 for this spring, $25 per hour to try and communicate and train up as many people who are as interested, using the expertise of people who have run the machine. I'd like to do that for this late spring, early summer.
Well, I'd like to see what it can do. I mean, the 5,000 is not out of question. It's just that it's been in everybody's ass.
Okay, here's the thing. You get your 5,000. If we don't see a big improvement, the thing gets sold.
To quantify the material move, to be able to report.
Well,
you're not going to see it. That's the problem you have. I mean, if you know what silt does, silt just spreads back out.
I understand that. I'm not stupid.
I'll do a report.
But what I'm saying is, by the amount of stuff you take out of the lake, you'll know whether it's working or not.
I think we have to kind of do this in steps and stages. And I mean, the first step is getting things.
Let's see what it'll do.
You got your 5,000. I'll vote yeah.
I'll take your 5,000. Let's go with that.
Let's just revote.
Yeah, let's just revote.
Revote the same thing.
I'll second it. I mean, I'm the worst at it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Or just,
with the stipulation.
You didn't raise your hand. That's like the biggest slip ever.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's see what it is.
I mean, I would be nice. I just don't want to discourage Brett because he's taking it this far.
I appreciate it.
Right. So we're going to, we own it. Space for
I will ask somebody, because we just passed this in the bylaws, if I'm going to get compensated, to clearly specify. I didn't want to make a motion about myself, but someone please make a motion if I'm going to get compensated, that a board member, Brent McKean, is compensated for.
Well, you may not be the only board member running.
Okay, sure, exactly. Sure. Okay, fair enough. Board members that are on the dredge.
Yeah.
We determined that with our bylaws.
Yeah, it's all covered in the bylaws.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's just a new
board of the side. Okay. All right, moving on. Thank you, guys. Appreciate everybody's patience and understanding on that.
All
right. Summer kickoff party is our new business. We're moving on to new business. Summer kickoff party Saturday. That's this Saturday. May 6th. Tracy, you're up. Get the band started. I did talk to the porta potty people, and they are bringing our porta potty out this week. Because
it's already out there.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's right there.
Look at that. Look how quick I work. Heck of a deal. I wouldn't expect it this quick.
Do you have a stand or the trailer?
Are they playing on a trailer?
Oh, this is Tracy.
Her name's Tracy.
I got her.
The box turtles.
We don't want a trailer to come in and mess up the grass or anything.
So the trailer, you mean they haul the equipment?
They will have their equipment, and then...
Where would you like them to play?
It should be available.
We'll be possibly bringing a trailer from Mike Colby.
To play on, as a stage?
We were going to originally do it where Rick and Kelly have their trailer for the band, but if it rains, there's a trailer. We'll mess it up.
As dry as it's been, probably not. It is supposed to rain Thursday, but not Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, true. Yeah, and we rain. I can't imagine it being.
I can't imagine raining that hard. You never know.
Would be to figure out where we're going to get electricity from, which I don't know if there's on that pole out there. Okay, they're all good. Wherever you want to set up, my opinion, but you guys, somebody's got another opinion. So porta potty's done, the band's done. I've seen the food comes. I know Rita's got the hot dogs and that taken care of, and I've seen the sign up sheet on food, and as far as activities, I've seen a couple communications. I think you're all set there. I think we're just waiting for Saturday to get here. All right, good enough.
I'm not going to be available to change the sign. Does anybody have time tomorrow to change the sign?
For the Saturday party?
Yeah.
Can somebody help?
I'd like it as soon as possible. So, you know, Saturday is.
You got the box. The box of all the letters.
Spot, but I'm sure Jeff has it.
And the key.
And the key.
Sure, he has that also.
No, I have the key. It was dropped out the box. I got the key.
So are you doing it?
No, Randy is.
Right. No, let him do it.
You don't know how to spell? Okay. S-U-M-M-E-R.
Moving on. So dam outlet tube. I got a little carried away and had Kelly Briggs come out, looked at the deal. Randy met with me down there with Kelly. We got a proposal from buyers for, what do you guys think that's going to cost?
I'm not going to say because you told me.
I know.
$40,000? I about had a heart attack. I asked him if he missed a digit.
Here's
the deal. It's
he's pretty good.
Minor clearing of trees and brush around the outlet structure. They're going to put a little temporary road where they can back down right there to drip the rock to save us time and money. 15 tons of 100-pound riprap bedding around the outlet structure. 15 tons of quarter-ton riprap around the outlet structure. Total price, $3,000.
No.
I triple checked it.
Did you tell him to go ahead and get it?
No.
It's well so here's the deal. I sent the letter to the state. I called the guy. I sent the letter to the state. I had approval in 15 minutes.
Serious.
To do it with no permit as a maintenance item.
All right. Get it done.
They were so happy that we were taking the initiative to do it without them having to write us because they're fighting some other lakes that are.
I would say get it done before the state changes their mind.
So they intend on doing it within the next 8 weeks, depending on weather and crew availability. They'll give us at least 48 hours notice.
I move that we spend the money. I second it. Let's get it done. Because that one firm said 40 or 50,000.
The engineer, I'll give the engineer credit. He's the one that told me to contact the state to see if we can do it as a maintenance. He goes, I honestly don't want to sell you a bunch of stuff you don't need. He goes, I think you guys could probably get by with a maintenance deal. I called the guy at the state. He couldn't believe it. I was calling him to say we were just going to take care of it. We're ready to do it. So he kind of green lighted it. Got Kelly involved, sent them the proposal to the guy at the state. 15 minutes after the bell breathed.
Did anybody second my motion?
Yeah, I did.
We already moved on.
All right, so we're good there. Hopefully, we'll see that done. It's going to look nice down there and clean all the trees. And I had them, I'm just going to have them pile the trees up. I don't know if we get the burn pile done before then. If we don't, I'll just make a second pile because there's a lot of wood here. Maybe people want to cut firewood because there's some pretty good trees in there. We're going to pull out. All right. About some improvements. I had spoke to Rita briefly and she'd mentioned something about the painting, I think you guys said. So you want to kind of explain that to us, what you guys are wanting to do?
What we would like to do is paint these walls and get the border gone. And we're thinking a light gray on the walls and then maybe a dark gray. And Karen came up with the idea to put the, you know, Lake Elbow established 1948 and then the founding fathers in on the border in white.
The names of
our founding fathers.
I got the history book and that's where I needed to know how far back. I don't think the developers' names need to be, but I think everyone that had the first board, you know, I got through a couple pages, the first three people on Lake Elbow board, I feel they and put our founding fathers' names
on the other walls.
On the as a border.
And just do it in the the vinyl.
You know, I haven't got with Kathy. Whatever. I want to talk with Kathy and see what she would.
Who did you think was the developer? I mean,
well, there's a bunch of in the history book.
Because some of those people that are developers are
the developers actual people. Are the founding
fathers. Well, yes, no, the lawyer. Do you want the lawyer that they?
Yes, yes, absolutely,
Charlie.
Well,
he talked here every meeting forever.
Their family.
I need to know.
Well, we need to get with you or someone that's right. been here forever.
And that's what I said.
And get that.
That's what I said, Randy. I need to know how far back and who you were on the road.
He is one of the founding fathers.
So, so, I mean, you read through the history book and it does highlight some, but then some.
So we have rural water because of him.
Well, there's just a lot of the people that were, yeah. I understand what you're
well,
saying.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, they were, a lot of those people donated their time, and that, even though,
we want to get a letter.
That was how this place developed. We had people that were construction people, we had lawyers.
So,
had,
I mean, we need, we need people that have been here forever to tell us.
So we need, yeah, because you look, you read through that history book, there's some that doesn't. Developer doesn't give me a name. It doesn't give.
Yeah,
me
we
name.
Don't want to forget anybody. That
and that's what I said. I want to make sure before.
But we're going to get the painting done, and then y'all can decide who to put up there.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
Yes. And you can always cover that.
Right.
Do you? Well,
they're just going to be vinyl that we just stick up there, and we can take them down. So. Yeah.
Or you can add to
I'm sorry.
You have a budget in mind.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Stencil.
Well, you're looking at, what was the paint really for the kitchen? $60 a gallon almost?
Yeah, I mean, we went into $100 for paint.
We're only going to paint the faux brick. We're not touching the brick here.
No.
We're not touching none of the wood. Not the, ceiling.
The ceiling. We're just doing the walls that are faux painted.
Yeah. Less than... 500, less than 300.
Yeah.
Really. Like I say, I don't know what the
volume. And we're buying shades for those windows.
And the doors.
I'm going to make just some money off the Outlet 2 project.
All right, not to exceed 500.
All right. Also, I don't know if you've thought about this, but maybe contact Travis Alizar over here because he paints.
He can get a discount at Sherwin-Williams. Good idea.
If there's another young fellow we know.
30% off for contractors.
She's so damn busy. She's got three hands.
Good idea. Thank you.
I never even thought of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Do we have permission to do this?
I don't think so.
Yeah, please. Please.
Okay.
Under improvements, and I put this in here, and I'm not looking to really make a lot of progress on this tonight, but I did want to clear the area because after our conversation the other day, I kind of felt bad. I wanted to clarify, we've talked about this in the past, about doing fundraisers for the clubhouse expansion. I'm not looking to add work to anybody's plate. All I was stating was for us to have a plan to offer for open up for donations, because I think there's people out there that may donate. And maybe earmark some of our existing activities. And then I think by saying, okay, we've got this activity going on and we're, you know, the proceeds are going to go towards a clubhouse fund. And that's initiating a clubhouse fund just so we can have money start going in there in preparation. I think we'll get, I think it'll help bring more participation from other members to get involved in that and possibly give us other donations or even people coming forward wanting to do fundraising activities to help the cause. I think it was overwhelming response at the annual meeting. Obviously. I think it's clear that the membership wants it. I just would like us to be prepared next year instead of waiting until next year. And then all of a sudden we got to come up with $60,000. If we could start now, you know, as soon as possible and start moving money to an account earmarked for the clubhouse expansion, who knows? Maybe if we can get $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 saved up next year, it's going to be a lot easier than to finance the rest of it.
I agree.
We do it. So I wanted to clear the air a little because I didn't, I don't know if I, maybe I misspoke before or maybe.
And to toss out an idea. So we previously discussed doing a letter for donations for 4th of July. What if we added a donations for the clubhouse expansion in the same letter, because I would think
you'd want to separate those.
Separate.
Yeah.
Separate.
Yes. We need to try to recoup our dollars for the 4th of July. We're going to have quite a bit of money.
I'm willing to help send something out. But I've heard
But with what you're saying.
Business owners have expressed that they'd like, I've heard people say they'd like to donate towards it. And I think it'd be a significant.
And we could even, you know, there's some ideas like my hometown, they just put in a new city pool and they did a deal where you could get bricks with your name on.
Right.
You know, $250 or $300 donation. We could have families have their names and maybe when they do the pad, if they do a sidewalk around it, maybe there's a place that we have cut out where the bricks go in.
With scratch our initials.
Well, you will probably. We'll be down here. We'll have security on down here all night long. But, you know, just different ideas like that and make it fun and make it a community event. But anyway, I just wanted to clear the air and throw that out there. I don't look to make progress on that tonight. I just want to kind of keep that in the back of everybody's mind.
Would it a non-required work session for board members to discuss it where we have drinks and we have fun and we discuss a plan?
Only if Mark's the bartender.
You know, Mark has been
pretty. I'm a marathon for that bullshit. Yeah. No, I'm too hot. I don't give you a pole.
We could do you guys Thursday or something. Yeah. We could do something like that and just have it out here and invite the community.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
I like that. I do like that.
Because I think that's what we need to do is to try to involve as many people as we can and get this thing knocked out. Because I think it's going to be great. We know people want it. So I just want us from a financial.
Well, even like this weekend would be great to have.
Saturday. Maybe.
It's all right, Aaron. I'm here with you.
All right.
I changed my mind.
All right. 4th of July. I don't see our 4th of July committee. Does anybody have anything for the 4th of July?
Only thing I'm going to do with Randy and I are going to discuss. Randy's going to do the frog races and all that stuff.
Okay.
So it takes him, so he doesn't have to do the frog races and Survivor and just completely wipe his whole freaking day out. So I'm going to take.
I'm not worried.
No.
You're doing it.
So I'm going to take Survivor over. It's about an hour long after frog races, hour long.
Okay, now keep in mind the schedule. I got the schedule up here. Frog race is at 1 o'clock, 1:30 to 2, and then 2 o'clock is bucket ball.
No.
I think we were looking after the cardboard boat race, 5 o'clock. I think we were thinking 6 o'clock for the Survivor. Is the band?
That'd be fine because.
The band's going to start at 7.
That'd be fine because I could integrate with the cardboard races.
And then right after that,
they can get out of the beach. Yeah, and because
everybody's already down here.
Yes. Most definitely. That'll work. Yeah.
I meant to bring this tonight. No, that'll work. But I found it on my phone.
Yeah, that'll work.
The band starts at 7, I believe. So okay. One thing I do have is, did anybody else have
I any? Have a comment. Oh, yes. Since the committee's not here. I see it on here, the porta potty plan.
That's me.
Okay. I'll let you talk and then I'll give you my 2 cents.
Okay. So, and the porta potty deal was more for the band, obviously, but also just from all the extra people we're going to have down here. One of the things, you know, the whole porta potty thing started with the fact that you got that $800 bill for the moment.
Yeah.
Started because we had problems with our outdoor bathroom. Well, we fixed that. But it seems overwhelming that we still want to have a porta potty out here for the summer. So what I've got, and I reached out to Cat Cans just to give us an idea of a couple quotes for that weekend. And they're booking up fast. So we want to make a decision tonight. So Jim Waters already had the trailer rented, reserved, even though he didn't remember it or know it. But I spoke to him this week and verified. He said, yes, I am not doing it. And so I verified that. But the trailer is currently reserved for us if we want it. It's $900.
What trailer is that?
That's air conditioner.
It's air conditioned with the music and the nice bathrooms. Yeah. I think the other quote I have is for just two more, like we have out here, and I would recommend we put them up here at the end of the parking, up above on the flat area on the very end, just across from the tennis courts, for $386.
I agree with that.
So, I mean, I don't know that we need the trailer. We could still leave the outdoor one open that day for people that can't use the porta potties, but I think the extra two is the right thing to do for all the activity and the band.
I agree. And I like the $300 better than the
$2. I do too. I mean, I never got to go in them nice bathrooms.
Oh, they were nice.
Oh, they were nice.
I'll find out where they're going to be.
This will put me peeing on ice, okay?
So I've got a quote here for $386.68. That covers delivery, pickup, everything for that weekend to be delivered probably Friday, picked up that Monday. I need a motion.
That's not a weekend.
I make a motion that we use Cat Cans.
I second.
It's July 1st.
Yeah, but it's not for a whole week.
It's just drop off that Friday. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's
expensive to get a porta potty.
I get one.
And they are going to be down.
On the first stall.
Okay, well, I had concerns. Some folks said they were going to put them on the tennis court.
I know. It'd be harder for them to move them up there, and if people, surely people can walk down and go across the street.
Yes,
that's what I told them.
So.
They shouldn't be up there, I think.
Perfect.
Exactly.
You know, that's, well, if they can't walk that far, it's probably time to go home.
It's time to go home. Crawl your ass home.
I don't know if you talked to them on far as Jennifer's still here. Are you guys running your property also?
Roped off?
Roped off.
Okay.
Okay, well, because I know McMillan's would like fence at least.
Yeah, I thought he was going to do snow fence on that side.
Yes.
I mentioned it at that meeting, but they acted at the time like that wasn't good. Like that didn't make them happy.
They're still thinking they're still going to be on.
They'd rather have that than nothing.
And then if, just be careful, if we can't use, to get power for the band, if there's no outlets or actually people don't want to get power, I will bring a 5-kilowatt generator for the band.
Saturday?
No.
There's surely a way to get power.
No, I'm just saying.
I know.
Because the old house wants, like, they can we have to get at Jim and Jeff's house for a wedding, take all their power off, and went over place and all this stuff. If that's not an option, I got to know, then I'll bring a 5K.
Yeah. We'll pin that down by the next meeting.
And we'll just throw it over there. They can plug into it. That's a 220 plug in there, a couple of them. And it's whisper. You can't hear it, so it won't. It won't block.
You can't hear it. All right. Well, we can fit that down in the next meeting. Okay. I'm assuming they have the power figured out already, since they want to
put the power. Yeah.
Well, Carol's daughter. Yes. Carol's daughter had a wedding party.
Yeah, I had two generators.
You're going to need a generator because there's no power.
Kathy's little cabin right there. They can run power off
it. I know.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd be enough.
I know what's going on over there.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. We'll find out. If not, I've got two 3,500.
Yeah, I'm just saying. If you need it, let's bring it down.
Okay. All right. Good enough. That's all I got. Bill's going.
I make motion we adjourn.
Very good. Nice. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate your patience.
Press the bell.
Oh, press anything.
Hey.
Oh, Yes.
For this weekend up at the storage shed, we're talking about 25 trees coming down. Trees are coming down.
The little tiny ones in between. Dead ones?
The dead ones?
Brent.
Okay, Brent. You know when you're falling in the drive?
Yep.
About 15 foot in, we're going to start there and we're going to go 30 foot back all the way in.
Just dead stuff or
everything.
But you're leaving trees
to the road. Yes.
Yeah. They're going to be at least
two rows
of trees at the road.
I just have a question. Why are we clearing out so many trees up there?
Storage for trailers. We're gonna rent spaces out for people for the trailers.
Trailers on the dirt out there or what?
We're putting rock in.
How much rock?
A lot.
I need more trees.
We're talking about trailer storage and rock storage, right? Or putting rock down for.
Are we going to be renting places up there?
Yes.
Are we going to be a profit lake now?
Yeah. No.
Are we going to clear out that whole other neck of the woods up there?
No.
That's my questions right now, because I've been hearing rumors of people talking about that, and
we had talked quite a bit over the last couple of years about at some point maybe putting some storage units in for people at the lake to be able to rent. But no, it'll be for charge for rent, so just like we rent the caretaker's house.
Okay.
Just additional income for the lake.
So what are there other possibilities of places to put that?
Don't really have a good one that I'm aware of.
Yeah, the storage units are probably a long ways.
Way off.
And that's not even.
We're talking about clearing trees, and we're talking about putting gravel down and stuff. So
there's some.
I have some concerns about that.
There's a pile of AB1 gravel, and there's 2/3 of a pile of millings. And the intent behind it was to use that to make a nice pad. In that tree area, but also in the shop. But I think we all want to maintain a visual barrier between there and the road. It's a little cleared out now, but no, I think they're just opening that up and they want to have
spots. That's a visual barrier, and what our intentions were on material being brought in, being purchased.
It'll probably be many loads more of gravel.
Many loads.
Many, and millings to make a nice space there. But I imagine those bushes are going to recover, and we'll get back to a place we don't see that.
Yeah, I was just curious about having a storage unit up on my house. I mean, I don't know what that's going to do for, you know, values out here. Yeah, we got other real estate out here, too.
There are. We're probably a long ways out from being a for-profit.
I was curious about this, you know, clearing out a forest and then putting down a lot of loads of rock.
It's up there pretty much tucked away, kind of out of sight, out of mind. I mean, that's been the thought along.
So I understand
your concern, absolutely.
And things could probably be done to increase that visual barrier.
Some of those guys are the guys that helped.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks, guys, for helping at work day.
They're leaving before you get
back. We adjourned.
We are adjourned.
I was going to say, I have the same concern. We're removing a lot of trees, and that you're going to see that the object was to hide, always up there was to keep that shed so no one knew it was there.
Right.
And clearly all winter long tree. Now you drive by and you see that there's a shed there. The object was it was not to be seen. That's why it was behind the curved road. The
but there's dead trees in there.
They still covered stuff, and they weren't hurting anything.
Well,
yeah, I can argue and argue. I'm not even saying that. I don't know why people don't want to do that.